Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with event co-chair Bill Messenger and volunteer Teresa Nolte about the Menlo Sesquicentennial celebration happening this weekend. 150 years. How long has Menlo and have you been working on plans for this event?
Great question. So we started last summer, putting the committee together, started our fundraising events. The big thing we were trying to do was to make sure we could do something that wasn't going to cost people a lot of money. So we wanted to have a lot of fundraisers up front. We had cookbook sales, t-shirt sales, and then a spaghetti dinner.
Pie contest,
a chili contest. So it allowed us to put everything together well enough ahead of time so we don't have to charge people for a lot of the activities.
And everything is happening on Saturday the 29th?
No, actually we have a birthday party Friday night the 28th from 6 to 8. We're going to have a birthday cake and ice cream there at the Menlo Community Building. And then we're unveiling the kind of some Menlo school history up on the stage that one of the organizations there in town has put together. So
for the festival, it kind of sounds like, kind of looks like there's maybe some activities, kids activities and whatnot, harkening back to a simpler time, a previous time. What were you guys trying to do with the schedule of events?
So we looked at it from, you know, we talked about things we did as kids at the Menlo celebrations. So you're looking at a hula hoop contest, bubble blowing, baby and kid bonnet decorating or suspender decorating contest, stick horse racings. So just kind of some of those fun activities to get kids out and about. We've got bounce houses that'll be out there as well. So a lot of stuff planned right there in the park.
And so how big of a group has been helping organize this?
Oh gosh, we've
probably had a dozen to 20.
Yeah, I mean, it
come and goes.
Yeah, everybody kind of had a little bit of a piece of the pie. So when we had a lot of fundraising going on, we had probably 20 to 30 people helping us. Now that we've kind of slowed down and we're just kind of getting ready to put it all together, we probably have a dozen. And then the day of the event, I mean, we've got volunteers from 4-H groups to Scouts, Country View Estates. I mean, we've got volunteers coming from all over to help us, so it'll be good.
And what events or activities are you most looking forward to here?
I'm really looking forward to the tractor pull. So Midwest Iowa Tractor Pull is coming out. We're doing a tractor pull. It's free for everybody to get into. If you want to bring your tractor out, I don't remember how much it costs, but there is an entry fee. I think that'll be really neat. That's down at the old football field by the Menlo School. The train rides that are happening, Menlo Fire and Rescue is putting those on. That's the old steam engine, so that'll be pretty neat. And to be honest with you, I think that we're going to see out of Teresa's historical program, I think that's going to be neat. She's featuring a lot of good families from the area, so that'll be very interesting, I think.
Kind of hopping into the historical program, Teresa, what do you have planned for that?
Well, we're featuring six families from the area from 1868 through 2017, mostly presented by descendants of the people we'll be talking about. And intermixed with that will be a little bit more history of Menlo, how the town came about, the connection to the trains and the railroad, and a bit about the businesses, the churches, and the school. And then it'll be a fun finale at the end, so I won't give away any surprises. But if you want to know anything about Menlo, come and find out who Liza Jane is, why a few men missed a Christmas Eve service, or who the first mayor was. That starts at 3:30 on Saturday the 29th, and we'll run an hour, a little over an hour. So hopefully it will be attended well.
Sometimes it's hard to keep up an annual town celebration, such as the case with Menlo, but what is the importance, you think, of celebrating 150 years of a town such as Menlo?
I'd say it's a community environment. I mean, I think a lot of people like the small town atmosphere. I know I do. I've lived all over the world. Was out in Nebraska for a few years, so I like the small town atmosphere and I like the friendly people, I guess. So I think that's important.
Well, and just the idea of coming home, people who have lived here before, it gives them a chance to come back and meet up with old friends and see what the town is doing these days.
Would you like to mention some participants of who will be in the grand parade?
So our grand marshals are going to be Julia and Colleen Caba. So the minimal man that everybody calls it was in front of the Caba oil station for years. That's kind of one of our main logos this year. So they're going to be our grand marshals. We've got a lot of our citizens are going to be kind of helping in the parade. So we've got what we're calling distinguished citizens are going to be riding one of the floats. I would say, you know, it's always good to see the Legion come through with the color guard, and then you know, the fire departments. I always enjoy those. So.
The band, I think,
yep,
too.
Yep. So mm-hmm. West Central Valley band's coming over. So.
There'll be a lot of events and things happening here that are fundraisers, such as West Central Valley After Prom Committee will be fundraising for themselves.
We do have the Alzheimer's Association setting up too with some informational material and stuff like that. So they'll be there. But yeah, there's a couple different booths going to be there to do some fundraising. So.
Why would you encourage Menlo community residents and surrounding visitors to come make it out to the sesquicentennial?
You know, I'm just going to put it like this. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have a lot of activities going on. It's not going to cost a lot of money. Most everything's free, right down to free cotton candy and popcorn for the kids, free lunch for the kids, hot dogs and drinks. So a lot of good entertainment, not going to cost a lot of money. It's going to be a great day for families to really get out and have fun.
I'd say something for everyone.
Yeah.
Any age group.
Is there any sesquicentennial swag or anything being sold?
Oh, absolutely. We still have some t-shirts. We've got some cookbooks left, and the cookbooks really came in from a lot of the community members and past recipes from some of our folks that aren't with us anymore. So we've got a lot of neat recipes in there. And
I'll plug myself and my grandsons. We have a lot of our State Fair winning recipes in the cookbook.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with event co-chair Bill Messenger and volunteer Teresa Nolte about the Menlo Sesquicentennial celebration happening this weekend. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.